I just wanted to share perhaps one little experience I had when I was just a younger man, much younger than I am now, and I hope it might just help point a little the studies that we've been doing this week. Could I read, and I'd like you, those who've got a Bible, just to read a couple of verses in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. In the last part of Ephesians chapter 3, we have a prayer of the apostle as he writes to the Christians at Ephesus. And we notice that he's bowing his knees in verse 14, but just for the sake of brevity, his prayer was that in verse 17, that's Ephesians 3 verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Then there's a doxology here at the end. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now just recently, the Lord has impressed upon me the fact that the love that we're to show to one another is the love that God has shed abroad in our hearts. You might recall there's a verse that in Romans that says we should owe no man anything but to love one another. In other words, we shouldn't have any other debts but to love one another. It's a debt that we owe one another. And you know, this is a love that takes us much higher than the love that the world can show. You know, in the world there's some very people who are very genuine, aren't they? Very good people. Really care for one another. And some people have spent their whole life just seeking to serve others, to show a genuine love for them. But I believe what we're reading here is something that a person who's not saved can never show. Because this is the love of God. This is agape love. It's the same sort of love that the Lord speaks about in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, it's God's love that's shed abroad in our hearts. I just wanted to just make those 2 points in relation to love, just before I make 1 point further in Ephesians 3. It's a love that a non-Christian can't show. You can't show this love unless you've got Christ in your life, unless you've got the love of God that's shed abroad in your hearts. But I want to go further, and that is, even a Christian can't show this love on his own. It's not by an effort of myself that I can show the love that God wants me to show to one another. It's God's working through me. He can do it because it's his love, and it's shed abroad in our hearts. But the little practical thought, and I mention that because it's in this epistle, the letter here, the part of the letter we're reading, the apostle says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints the love of God. And that's the prayer of the apostle to the Ephesian Christians. And you know, it's a prayer, and I'm sure it's the prayer of everyone here tonight, that we might, each one of us, show this genuine love, the concern for one another. We all need it, don't we? It's something that's so important in whatever our Christian community, in our local assembly. How important it is for the young and the old alike to show this genuine love of Christ to one another. But there's a verse, a little doxology that comes, and this is what's really on my mind. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, that's the Lord that we know, isn't it? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We've been thinking today and this week about prayer. And you know, there's no limit to what God can do. Just to help a little, I want to take you back quite a few years to when I was just a young man in my early 20s. And I was working in a business that my dad started, and he was starting to back out a little bit, and I was taking a bit more responsibility. And one of the first responsible positions I had to go and represent the firm at a meeting. And I was young, and the men that I was going to meet with were all my father's age, men, hard businessmen that knew far more than I did, and I was absolutely scared stiff. I had to take our stand and represent our firm, and I was really concerned about it. And I want to just relate one particular instance. One day, I was going to a meeting with these men, and one of them in particular was quite a nasty man. He was a solicitor, and he knew what we stood for, and he never failed to have a go at us because of our Christian stand. And I knew that there were two issues that had to be raised, and I was going to raise these issues in fear and trembling. And I thought, well, I've got a resource, I can take it to the Lord. So, in a very simple way, I just asked the Lord to give me enough courage just to raise one of these issues. And I asked the Lord to see it through. And I got to the meeting, and you can just imagine I was quite concerned. And before I could raise the issue, you know, this man that I was so concerned about raised the issue himself. He was on the opposing side, and he thought, he knew the issue was bubbling round, and he thought he'd get in first. So he raised the issue. Do you know what happened? The rest of the meeting overruled him, and it just went the way I wanted it to go, and I didn't say a word. And so a little prayer went up from my heart. I think, thank you, Lord. That was easier than I thought it would be. You know what happened next? Another man raised the other issue that was on my mind. Now, I hadn't even asked the Lord about it, and it went through just as quickly, and I didn't have to do a thing. And this verse came to me, and I thought it impressed itself upon me just at that moment in the meeting. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'd asked him to help me in one issue. Not only had it gone through without any real effort on my part, but the Lord knew the other was on my mind. I hadn't even asked, and he did it. Now, that's a little practical thought, and many times I thought, most of you here tonight have had similar experiences where the Lord shows us that he's in total control. The man he used was certainly far from a Christian man, but the Lord is still able even to use men such as that to answer our prayers. So don't be discouraged. The one that we pray to is the same God that has done so many exploits that we read them in the Word of God. How many instances we see in the Old Testament of how Lord is in control of all things. That's the one we pray to. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.